AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. is sending tanks to Ukraine. Ed Donahue has details.
It's 31 M1 Abrams battle tanks.
The equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
President Biden made the announcement, reversing months of persistent arguments that the tanks were too difficult for Ukrainian troops to operate and maintain.
Delivering these tanks to the field is going to take time. Time that we'll use to make sure the Ukrainians are fully prepared to integrate the Abrams tanks into their defenses.
Germany has agreed to send 14 Leopard 2 A6 tanks from its own stocks to Ukraine. The president says this is about helping Ukraine defend its land.
There is no offensive threat to Russia. If Russia troops return to Russia, they'll be there where they belong. This war would be over today.
Russia's ambassador to Germany calls Berlin's decision to send Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine extremely dangerous. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The first grade teacher shot by a six-year-old during class in Newport News, Virginia, plans to sue the school district. Attorney Diane Toscano says administrators were warned about the boy three times on the day of the shooting.
This tragedy was entirely preventable if the school administrators responsible for school safety had done their part.
A farm worker accused of killing seven people in shootings at two Northern California mushroom farms has been charged with seven counts of murder. The charges could result in the death penalty. Supporters of abortion rights have filed lawsuits challenging restrictions on abortion pills in North Carolina and West Virginia. A storm system that spawned tornadoes in the Houston area yesterday is now spreading heavy wet snow from central Indiana into Michigan. Deputy Director of Public Services Scott Cabotin in Wayne County, Michigan.
We're anticipating many days on end of working here and being in the trucks.
This is AP News. Quarterfinal pairings are taking shape at the Australian Open. Graham Agars is there.
25-year-old Tommy Paul has become the first American men's semifinalist at the Australian Open since Andy Roddick back in 2009. His victory, though, coming at the expense of fellow American Ben Shelton.
I like to think of the last 4 years of my career as just been like steady steps moving up. That's what it's felt like at least, and I feel like hopefully 2023 is the year where I really make a big jump and push into, you know, the top 15, top 10. That's where I want to be.
Paul took just over 3 hours to post a tense four-set victory and earned a final four showdown with Novak Djokovic, who crushed Andrei Rublev. Fifth seed Aryna Sabalenka, the highest remaining women's seed, straight-setter Donna Vekic, now takes on surprising 30-year-old Paul Magda Linet, who reached her first major semi-final. I'm Graham Agars.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.